The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with Brandy Gray. This young lady started commercial residential cleaning by Brandy in January 2015. So she's been around a little bit in Caledonia, Mississippi. And you will, if you don't believe that's where she's from, just wait about 19 seconds into her talking. You'll hear the accent. It is lovely. She wins accent of the month so far for the podcast. Brandy, what's shaking in your world?
Hey, just trying to move up a little bit.
We will help you move out any way you want. What's going on in your world today that can help you with?
Well, so I'm just trying to get out of actually cleaning. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to run my business and not necessarily have to work in the field. And I do that somewhat, but I'm still having to actually clean, mostly because of the employee issue. I mean, I do have a couple employees, but like, I don't have enough employees, I think, to get where I need to go. And then there comes the issue where, like, I don't really have the revenue to hire the employees that I feel like I need to take on more contracts. But then I don't have the manpower to take on the contracts first. So I'm just stuck there. That's one thing. And then the other is just like actually finding good people that really want to work. I'm having a hard time there. Like, I've posted ads everywhere.
All right. So let's jump in. I'm glad that you put it the way that you put it, because a lot of times we want to make it a simpler problem than it is. If I could just find someone to work, or we want to externalize. No one wants to work in my area. But the funny thing is, if you go down to the McDonald's, you know, at noon, there'll be 26 employees behind the table working for the same or less money than you're paying, doing a harder job than you're doing. So that said, let's just talk a little about you for a minute, and then we'll kind of dive into how to get you out of this. Well, we're recording this 2022. You started 2015. So we're 7 years into this thing. How long have you been trying to get out of cleaning, if I may ask?
Maybe a year.
Okay. So for the first 6 years, you were happy doing all the cleaning?
Yeah, I pretty much was just a solo cleaner. Like, you know, I was just doing it all myself and not really taking more work than I could handle myself. And I don't know, you know, I just decided I wanted to do it different. So I actually have two people that work full time with me and one that just works every now and then. And I'm trying to, you know, go to the next step or whatever. But yeah, and I don't want to clean anymore. I'm like, it's not that I don't want to, it's just my health doesn't really want me to, if you know what I mean.
So what made you change a year ago? Was it your health? Was it mental getting sick of it? Was wanting to grow? What changed a year ago that made you go, I want to hire?
Well, a little bit of everything. Yeah. Like, my health is somewhat some of it. And then I did kind of start feeling burnout too. Like, I almost just quit altogether. But I didn't want to quit because the money actually is too good to quit. I can't make the same money anywhere else. I don't have a high school education. I have a GED. I don't have a college education, you know. So what I'm doing is going to be the best income for me. But basically, just mostly my health and being burnt out on cleaning, I guess. You know, I just...
So before we get into what to do, tell me what you've tried so far that's worked or hasn't worked.
Well, I've tried working more hours.
How'd that work?
Like, I've tried, you know, taking on more work and just saying to myself, I'll just cover the work until I find somebody. And then went to the process of trying to find somebody and did hire a few people that didn't work out.
How did it work when you just said, I'll just work harder? How'd that shake out for you?
Oh, I got too tired. Like, that doesn't work. It's just not enough hours in the day, you know, and of course I didn't have time for anything else. And I just felt like I was beating myself to death trying to, you know, I'm ready. I guess you could call it semi-retire, because I wouldn't call it retirement because I would still be working, but I don't want to do physical labor.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is 5-6 years, you, your body, your mind, everything was okay with cleaning. And then a year ago, your body, your mind, your emotions just said, this isn't for me anymore. And you tried for the first 5 years, I'll just work harder. I'll just work harder. I'll just gut it out, white knuckle it. And that didn't work. You said you tried hiring a couple of people and did one. What wrong with that, if I may ask?
Well, there was only like maybe one or two of them that I hired that I was the one that said, no, this can't work. And that was mostly, well, one of them just wasn't trainable at all. Like, and didn't know how. It sounds funny to say somebody don't know how to clean. It's people clean their house every day, but I guess you could say she didn't know how to clean in a business, you know, like, I don't know. She just wasn't doing it. And then the other girl that I had to let go, she was one that just wouldn't come in, you know, would come in late or not come in at all. And then the other few that I tried that didn't work out, they showed up like their first day or whatever and just didn't come back. Now, I will say I'm not real easy to work for. I know that, but I'm not hard to work for either, I don't think.
So what I'm hearing you say is you had several problems. One, you didn't feel the people that you that were willing to show up were coachable or trainable. They wouldn't do what you asked them to do, be on time every time, clean like this. They wouldn't do that. And then the people that the rest of them just quit and you couldn't get them to stick. Is that fair?
Right.
Okay.
I think so.
So the encouragement I want to give you, Brandy, is we run into this all day, every day. And it's not hard, but it can be simple if you've got the right system. So I think a big thing that I can hear you kind of running off to that a lot of folks do is not getting clear on the problem. The reason we spent some time on how long you've been doing this, what made you change, what didn't work, is if we're not clearing the problem, we'll just kind of make up a bunch of stuff and we'll solve problems that aren't there. And then we don't know we're on the right track or the wrong track. And it can feel confusing and overwhelming. Is that resonating with you, or am I completely missing where, how you're feeling?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. So certainly we want to be decent human beings, but we spent a little bit of time together. You don't seem like a psychopath, like you're yelling or screaming or being unworkable. And it's, I get it. You're going, hey, I'm new. And just so you know, I didn't go to college any. I graduated high school, but I've never been asked for my high school diploma in life. So it didn't seem to help me at all. So neither of us had any real business training. And we've coached lots of people that are doctors or masters and had lots of business training. They still don't know what's going on. So
yeah,
I want to encourage, and none of us innately know how to kind of be a leader. So I hear you saying, I've got some fears around the people don't want to work. I've got some fears around maybe I'm not knowing how to work for them. And I hear you saying, I got some fears around, I don't have a system to attract the right people. And if I do attract them, I don't know if they want to work for me. Am I catching what you're laying down?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. And there for a little bit, like before my first two were my only two, you know, started working, I wanted to hire people, but I was scared to hire people. And I don't know why, other than I guess afraid that they wouldn't do it right, maybe, and hurt my business. I don't know. I guess I was afraid because, I mean, no two people clean the same. And you know how, like, some people just get used to the way you're doing things. And then if your employees aren't doing them the same, they might fire you. I guess I was kind of scared of that. But, you know, I'm kind of over that part, but
that's a very common thing for people. Again, we're making up stories, right? No two people clean the same. Well, no two people make a hamburger the same, but I guarantee you go to McDonald's in Louisiana, you go to McDonald's in Phoenix, they're thousands of miles apart with completely different things. And you and I are going to get the exact same hamburger. So certainly if you just were in your backyard and I was in my backyard and you were making a hamburger and I was making a hamburger, and they wouldn't probably taste anything alike. But with systems and processes, two people can make 50 menu items exactly the same. And that's a lot more complex than cleaning a home or cleaning a business. So I want to encourage all of you guys out there. First and foremost, we tell ourselves a lot of stories that aren't true and aren't helpful, right? Like no two people clean the same. Well, I guess that's true, but it assumes no people will ever clean the same. And therefore we spin out of control with, because no two people clean the same from birth, which I guess is true. That kind of implies I'll never be able to train people to clean systematically. And therefore all my clients are going to quit. Right. So we kind of start with something that isn't super helpful. And then we spin into stuff that's wildly untrue. And most of the time that's because we've tried hiring and we're like, this is really hard. And if we're honest with ourselves, we're like, I'm afraid people don't want to work for me. I'm afraid I'm not a good leader. I'm afraid I won't be able to get enough work and I won't be able to pay them. So we've got all these fears, which are reasonable, and we just need to kind of address them. And we make up stories. Oh, my clients will fire me if I don't do it. I don't have enough money. So we kind of spin round and round because we don't really get to the bottom of it. So the first thing we need to address is ourselves and our beliefs. And if your beliefs are, it's easier to just do it myself, which it is. I've got a 6-year-old. At this point, it's a lot easier for me to do most things for him than him to do them. Mm-hmm. But if I constantly do it for him, I'll have a 30-year-old that I'm tying his shoes, and that's a problem. So we all kind of get short-term. It's going to be a little harder to teach somebody else and do it ourselves. But long-term, you know, hopefully when I'm old, maybe he'll take care of me. But that's because I put in a bunch of time. Thank God for employees. We can get it done in a couple of weeks as opposed to 20 years. But we've got to start with the person that it requires us to be as owners is very, very different from I will clean your house for money to I will create a business that takes money for creating a result, right? There's a difference between come over to my house and bring me burgers and you give me 10 bucks, I'll make you a burger is wildly different than McDonald's, right? So first we got to just be okay with no one was born. I wasn't born. You weren't born. No one ever on this podcast, been on the podcast or going to be on the podcast, born a business genius. We all were born business idiots. We all learn by our mistakes, or the smart ones learn from other people's mistakes, but we all learn from mistakes, either ours or somebody else. So we got to just give ourselves permission going, if I'm committed to get out of cleaning, it sounds like you are, I'm going to have to make some mistakes. And is it true that no one cleans the same, therefore all your clients are going to leave? No. Is it true that maybe one client liked you and that client alone might actually leave just because you're not coming? Yeah, that may be the truth. Who knows? It's unlikely, but it's possible. And you just got to go, well, if it costs me a client or two or three because they want me to be their cleaner and I want to have a cleaning company.
Right.
Like you might not go to McDonald's, but if I say, hey, I'll make you up a burger for 10 bucks, you might take that. That's okay. McDonald's ain't going to be, they'll be fine without my business and your business. So we just got to be okay with it's not going to be for everybody. And that's okay. The second thing we got to give ourselves permission to do is to not be great. Right. So if I'm a lot of times, I think one of the larger mistakes new employers make is they want to act this whole fake it till you make it garbage. Like, oh, I want to act all professional. Like I know what I'm doing. You're not going to fool anybody. They're going to know right off the bat. You don't know what you're doing and you're going to feel real weird about doing it. And it's going to make you not want to do it anymore.
Right.
Another opportunity might just be like, hey, Brandy, I'm Mike. I got to be honest with you. I've been cleaning for 5 years. I'm real good at it. I've never hired nobody and I'm afraid I might get upset with you and lose my temper and I'll have to apologize. And I know how to clean and I'll try to help you clean, but man, I'm new at this. I promise I'll never lie, cheat or steal. I promise I'll be nice to you. I promise if I screw up, I'll apologize. But if you're looking for a big fancy corporate deal, this just ain't your gig. And might someone go, screw that, I'm going to Molly Maids. Maybe. But a lot of people go, oh my gosh, I came from a corporate. I came from Molly Maids and they were super, I didn't like that vibe. I like your vibe. Great. So are you okay? First of all, kind of giving yourself permission to go, I'm going to have to break some eggs. I won't be for everybody work-wise. Some customers won't tolerate it. That's okay. We don't need those customers. And employee-wise, some employees are like, I need a big system and you're too dumb. I won't work. Okay, that's fine. But a lot of people be like, hey, Brandy, that's what I'm looking for. I got kids at home that drive me nuts. If I just get out of the house and have some adult conversation, make a couple bucks and I love cleaning, that'd be great. And I don't care if you're fancy. Great. You can work with those. So kind of give yourself permission to be not good at this until you get good at it. Is that a fair baseline? Okay.
Yeah.
And without sounding too self-serving, but just telling the truth, haven't done this a while. The next step is going to be to get the systems and processes you need. And there's two ways you can do it. One, you can find some other idiot that spent 10, 20 years like me making a bunch of mistakes and figuring out and give them money and say, if you teach me how to help, show me how to make smarter, better mistakes, so I don't have to do them on my own. That'll save you. It'll cost you some money and save you a lot of time and money. Two is, I don't need that crap. I want to make all these decisions. I want to make all these mistakes on my own. That's okay. You just got to learn from those too, right? So those both will work. It's just how much tolerance you have for brain damage. The third option that you don't want to do, and this is what's going to kill you, is I'm going to make the mistakes on my own and I'm not going to learn a damn thing from them. I'm just going to keep making the same mistakes over and over. That'll bury you. So there's really three options, two of which are good. None of them involve, notice I didn't say, here's the magic. Will you give me money and you will never make a mistake again? Couldn't be further from the truth. You'll make smarter mistakes. You'll recover from them faster. You won't make business killing mistakes. You'll just make smaller mistakes, but by God, you will make some mistakes. And again, it costs a little time and money, making sure you find the right coach and they know what they're doing. And you know, there's some risk in that, you know, cost money. You could get the wrong guy or gal and you know, it's not the be all and end all, but it's a good option. Second option is I don't trust nobody. I ain't paying nobody. I'm going to figure this out on my own, but I'm going to learn from those mistakes, right? If I'm going to pay the tuition, go to college, I'm going to get the daggum education, right?
Right.
Work. It's slower. It's more expensive, a little more frustrating, but you can still get there. The one you want to avoid is I'm just going to keep making big, dumb mistakes. I'm never going to look at it. I'm going to blame the world. It was COVID. No one wants to work. It's that guy that it's everyone else's fault, but Mike's or everyone else's fault, but Brandy's. So step one, we're going to give ourselves permission to not be great right off the bat. Step two, all the stories we tell, they won't clean as good as I will. Maybe not. I tell you, the burger you'll make me in your backyard is probably a crap ton better than the burger I'm going to get served at McDonald's. Who makes more money making burgers? It's not even close. McDonald's, right? So they're okay that they don't make the best burger in the world, right? Ray Kroger, whoever Mr. McDonald was that started that company, he didn't go, this burger is not going to be as good as mine. He went, I can only make a couple burgers in an hour. You know, if I want to sell a million of these things, I got to make it systematized. So step one, we're going to be okay with not being everything to everybody. Some employees won't want to work with you. That's okay. Some customers won't be a fit. That's okay. So we're going to give ourselves permission for that. Step two is we're going to give ourselves permission to not be good at it. And not go, well, Brandy, you're brand new at this. You've never done nothing. But if you're not perfect right off the bat, I quit. Well, that's not fair to Brandy. It's not fair to anybody. And then step three, we're going to learn from our mistakes or we're going to learn from somebody else's mistakes.
Right.
We're not gonna, just not learn. We're not going to keep making mistakes and blaming everyone else and not learning. So that's kind of the big picture about as deep as we can get in 20 minutes. What questions, comments, root remarks, fears, what's going on? How can I help?
I mean, pretty much sums it up other than taking the next step to get there. And I do realize that I need help for sure, or I wouldn't be here right now. So, yeah. You know, I just have to, I don't know. I know I need to make an investment. Let me put it that way. I know I need to do that. I just haven't gotten myself comfortable with it yet, but I'm getting there. And I kind of feel like, that could be what's holding me back here. Like, because I don't have the answers, because if I did, then I would already be where I'm trying to be. And so, you know, I feel like I could use some coaching, probably next. And I have learned about all there is to learn on YouTube and Facebook. I've been studying it 6 years. And I know, you know, people like you who do this for a living and put so much out for free. And I want to say I appreciate all that, by the way. But yeah, you need to get deeper, like with what you could do to help or the next person. And I really feel like that's just kind of where I'm at. It's just getting...
Let me wrap with an encouragement to you and the Cleaning Nation. It's the same encouragement. I really appreciate you sharing that, Brandy, because there are probably thousands of people listening to you right now that feel that exact same way. Like, I know I need to take the next step, but I'm scared. And it can be a lot of reasonable fears. What if it's too much money? Or what if I give my money and it's wasted? Or what if the guy's an idiot or the gal, whoever? Like, you know, what if they ask me to do scary things? Or like, there's a lot of what is same with, if I get out of cleaning, what if the clients fire me? What if the employees know I'm a scam, right? All these what ifs will kill you. So I want to encourage everybody out there. You said it perfect. That kind of what if fearful thinking has got me where I'm at. So I guess really for you, Brandy, and for all y'all out there, Clean Nation, the next step is to really make a line in the sand decision. And we having coached lots of people, we found there's some traits that the winners have and that the people that don't have success lack those traits. And a big one is decisiveness. And we found as much as we want to help people, we can't help until they're ready. Right. So if you came to us and you're like, I got money, Mike, take it and help me out. We're going to have a conversation around, well, how committed are you? And have you decided 1,000%? Are you coachable? Like, there's still got to be like, I wish I could say just, trust me, I wish I could say, hey, just give us money and it will magically fix your whole city. That couldn't be far, right? So I want to encourage everybody, not just Brandy. The next step for you is to really decide, am I all in on this thing? And if you are, do the next scary thing. And if it's reaching out to us, that's fine. Reach out, growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got a lot of resources, free and otherwise. Actually, there's nothing for sale. It's all free on growmycleaningcompany.com. We're pretty select about who we work with. Or if you think I'm full of crap, that's fine. Reach out to somebody else. But, or if you're like, I'm committed to make mistakes, make them faster and learn from them, right? So the big thing is, Brandy said it perfectly. What I've been doing has got me where I'm at. And if I want to get something different, I'm going to have to do something different. And if you want a little bit of different results, you can do a little bit different behavior. But if you want wildly different results, then you got to do wildly different behavior. So here, Clean Nation is where you kind of step up and go, I'm going to do something. I'm going to step out in some faith and do something. And that's going to be different for all y'all, but I'll give you, if you want our help, I'll tell you what that looks like. Growmycleaningcompany.com, on top of the 700 podcasts, I've written 2 books that are available on Amazon. Growmycleaningcompany.com is a free on-demand training. It's free. So, I mean, if you're too scared of that, I don't know what to tell you. At the end of that, there's an offer for us to help you. And even that's free. So I'm not even asking you to spend a bunch of money, but step out in faith and take the next step. So if you think we're full of crap, that's okay. Don't give up. You still got to do something. Don't just say, well, I don't like Mike, so I'm going to quit. That doesn't make no sense. You're still going to have to learn. You're going to find someone to learn from, or you're going to have to learn from your own dumb mistakes. Those are the only 2 options. Or you can keep making the same mistake you want. But so change, you're going to have to learn from your mistakes or somebody else's. So growmycleaningcompany.com, I'll start that on-demand training. Step out in faith and do something now, right? These podcasts are great. And just like Brandy said, you can leave these feeling good and feeling smarter, but if it doesn't give you the, you know, you actually need to take an action, a step forward before things are going to change. So check it out, growmycleaningcompany.com. Happy to help you. That'll be that. Clean Nation, I'll see you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.